Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of Orange Juice News and Notes from around the world of insoles. I'm your host, Owen, and of course, we have back with us Marsha. How are you, Marsha?
Excellent. I love this time of year. I'm so excited about this topic.
Yes, so fall is here, everyone. One of our favorite seasons, especially if you're in like the Midwest or somewhere else that actually experiences all four seasons. But fall is here, so that means pretty much pumpkin spice and apple cider and going to the cider mill. Thanksgiving is around the corner, so all sorts of fun stuff. We wanted to just do an episode to kick off the fall season, kind of reminding you guys of kind of some healthy tips that you can follow to make the most of fall. But before we get into that too much, one topic that I did just want to briefly mention to our audience is a little bit of philanthropy that we do here at Orange Insoles that you'll probably hear us talking about a little bit more in the coming weeks, in the next month or two. But Orange Insoles, and actually Marsha, who obviously can speak more on this topic, started the High Five Turkey Drive in the Lansing, Michigan area, which is where we are based. It was originally in the Detroit area, and Marsha said, hey, this is really cool. Let me bring this to Lansing. And through her own doing and then some help with some other people like TJ Duckett back in the day comes to mind, and then ultimately Orange Insoles, we have now the High Five Turkey Drive. So, Marsha, what is the High Five Turkey Drive? If someone were to donate to this cause, what are they doing?
So the High Five Turkey Drive is a way for us to help the local food banks. So a lot of food banks at this time of year, they know who needs some extra help with some groceries to help with their supplement their income. And a lot of times the turkeys in the last few years, turkeys have cost $20 to $25 a piece. And that's a huge swing out of a local food bank budget. So we've tried to help them by sending hundreds of turkeys that we fundraise the money, we resource the turkeys, and we have them shipped in. And then they take them and they merge them with, you know, boxes of other foods that you would have during kind of Thanksgiving week or supplementing the grocery cabinet. So it just, hopefully everyone needs a little help sometimes in their life. We all have hiccups, injury, unemployment, taking care of an elderly person who might need some groceries. So it kind of all started there, like how can we help people in our backyard and in our community? So yeah, pretty simple, but yeah, it's that time of year.
And what I love about that too is it really is kind of a big commitment for someone to say, hey, I'm going to cover a Thanksgiving dinner for, you know, my family or whatever it is. But obviously you really want to do that and make a special moment. And it just takes the stress out of that situation, at least on the financial side, where you really can just, you know, cook up the food and have a good time and not have to worry about, you know, next week's bills or next month's bills. But with that said, usually the kickoff event that we partner with Playmakers is at Uncle John's Cider Mill, the Ghostly Gallop, which is a super fun one. And it kind of lines up with our topic because you can cover, you can pretty much do everything in a perfect fall day there. So all the fun stuff that you're going to want to be doing, like going to an apple orchard or decorating pumpkins for Halloween, or making s'mores or whatever it may be, you can do at this event. But they do a great job of, and really the event is a great way of kind of maybe how to look at the fall season as a whole. Because what they do is a 5K walk run, kind of a fun run. Some people do run it more competitively, but it's through the cornfield, which I didn't even mention. They have a corn maze there. Obviously the fun run's not through the corn maze, it's just through the trail in the cornfield. But the point is you get active, you move your body, kind of get the day started in that way, and then go have your fun, whether that's enjoying a caramel apple or cider and donuts or s'mores or alcoholic cider or beverage or whatever it may be. So that's kind of the idea, is having this balance. And with the fall season, obviously pumpkin is a really huge ingredient or kind of a staple. And I personally never really liked pumpkin too much, but I think it was like in high school or maybe even college where I finally turned around to it. Like we literally had separate pies at Thanksgiving just because I wouldn't eat the pumpkin pie. So I was kind of high maintenance. But Marsha, I know you've been a long time pumpkin lover.
Yeah, I think the one thing it was kind of interesting when I was thinking about the fall and getting kind of into it, and I will say it's been tricky here. I've been in Michigan. I've been in Nashville, Michigan. I've been kind of all over the last month. But one thing in Michigan, it's still been 80 degrees for the last 2 weeks, every single day. It goes 50 at night, 80. So I still haven't gotten. So what I like about that is late in the evening when that temperature switches, you do find yourself grabbing your sweater, whatever. And that's what made me start thinking about, geez, it's pumpkin season. So one staple that I always try to, that I actually went to the store and got this week is canned pumpkin. And then you can always do a lot with a pumpkin spice as well. So kind of crazy how you can work it into your everyday cooking. So pumpkin itself. Owen, what's that ice cream machine I gave you, that ninja thing? Bullet? Or
yeah, the ninja creamy.
Creamy. So there is a great example. Like you can take your that pumpkin, part of that pumpkin, mix it with some vanilla pudding and add a little cinnamon and make a pumpkin ice cream, you know, type of thing. So pumpkin is so good for you because it has fiber, vitamins. It's a good recovery vegetable. So I was thinking about that. And the one thing that we're really into in our house, and I don't know why, is soups. So you can take pumpkin soup or the pumpkin can and just take simple veggie broth or chicken broth, add some garlic and a splash of cream. And it is delightful. It's like having it at a restaurant. And then a final one I'll say, because I'm trying to do smoothies in the morning to be different, is you can do, that's where that pumpkin spice comes in, adding it into your smoothie, whether you're doing banana, almond milk, spinach, whatever you're doing, and add that. I don't know if spinach would be a little bitter. It might not. It might go over the pumpkin spice, but just the banana, almond milk, strawberry, whatever you're doing in the morning. But I think you also used to like pumpkin lattes. Do you not like those? Or is that your wife, Ashley?
I love pumpkin spice lattes.
Okay.
PSL for short. For those true PSL lovers. Yeah, pumpkin spice lattes is kind of the first thing you think of when you think of, at least for me, pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And what you have to watch with something like that is there's so much sugar in the pumpkin syrup that they're putting in the latte. That, you know, you're combining that with caffeine and whatnot, and you're kind of setting yourself up for a crash later in the day. So if you do have a nap available or a time blocked off where you can take a nap, go for it and have a blast and get a bunch done and enjoy the crash. But an easy solution to that, I always ask for whether that's pumpkin spice lattes or just lattes in general, I always ask for light flavoring. A lot of the times they put 2, 3, 4 pumps of flavor. And actually, no matter the size or the drink, I always ask for one pump. And to me, it's still, obviously you taste a little more coffee that way, but it's a way to, you know, cut a lot of that extra sugar. And obviously, Marcia, you mentioned all of those other hacks, so to speak. It's funny because right now on our counter is some sourdough pumpkin chocolate chip muffins. So my wife makes everything with sourdough now. And yeah, they are really good. So
that's what I had down.
That's a good balance.
Yeah, I was going to say one of my other thoughts of this whole thing, which I was going to tee up to you, is that you can just take that pumpkin can and mix it into any bread mix, muffin mix, whatever you're doing. And that's so, I was going to ask you if that's happened in your household, and it has. So the other thing I was going to say too, what I love about this time of year is just kind of finishing out the good food segment is I love acorn squash. And I love, you know, the sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, like all this. I'm learning that when this is the season for those kind of vegetables, gal, do they taste amazing. Like we're coming off tomato season, so I've been making a lot of homemade tomato soup with tons of fresh basil in it, just cooking down tomatoes and putting them in a blender and just kind of having this like creamy, chunky tomato soup. But now I'm like thinking switching gears here and, you know, sweet potatoes, the acorn squash and the pumpkin soup. And it just, it's so much fun how I'm not a big chef or anything. Let's be clear. I dummy this stuff down. My daughter teaches me and Owen teaches me, but it is kind of simple, but it's good stuff. So those are some other things that I'm looking forward to. Well, actually now I'm going to pick these things up.
Yeah. And a lot of it is really just about fueling your body in a healthy way. So when you are going and doing these fun activities that we'll talk about in a little bit, you feel good while you're doing it. You're not on an empty stomach or crashing halfway through because you know, all you had was a pumpkin spice latte and a scone from Starbucks this morning, and now it's, you know, 2 p.m. or whatever. So that's kind of the idea, and such a great way, like Marcia said, is just grabbing local seasonal vegetables. Like for me, I literally live in a farming town, and Marcia knows this, but it's funny, you just drive down the side of the road and there just stands with like, hey, here's what's fresh in season and whatnot. Right now, corn's really popular.
And it's so cheap.
Blueberries.
I got a huge bag of groceries. Affordable. Dollar onions, dollar big bushels of tomato. I'm like, you can't even go to, well, I love Meijer's and I love Whole Foods. You can't even go there and get those prices. And the food is amazing. I love visiting Owen because he has like two different vegetables anywhere you go. So support local. These farmers count on that cash. So definitely stop. But your stuff is good. Oh, so good.
Yeah. So it's just a great way if you live somewhere that does, which most places do have a decent amount of local farming. Just checking that out and kind of following recipes like that, or if you are craving like the pumpkin cream soup or something like that, be careful of like Panera, for example. Sorry, Panera, but sometimes they load it with like fat and sugar and whatnot, and it tastes really good. But maybe if you just grab, you know, some local produce and a few other questions or a few other ingredients, I'm sorry. it'll just be a healthier version of what you're looking for.
Well, you're paying for convenience, right? Whole Foods has great soup, yeah. Panera. Whole Foods, you're going to pay the price for it. Panera, you're going to pay convenience. So it's better than grabbing other things, I guess. But some like the wellness perspective, maybe what type of clothing this fall and what's kind of trendy. And for me, I think about hiking, getting out in the woods. Gosh, when the leaves change, it's like amazing. So down up north, northern Michigan right now, probably northern Illinois, Wisconsin, the leaves are starting to change. And then usually in the southern parts of these states, they'll change in October. So I bring that up because I'm going up north. My mother lives northern Michigan and I'm going there next week. And I think about hiking. And one thing with hiking is I actually switched over from my heavy Keen hiking boots. And I now actually hike with a running trail shoe. And the reason is it's lighter. It has a rubber base. And it's not as big and clunky for this time of year where I'm not clunking through snow and other things when I'm out hiking. And as you know, we have the shoe store. So I went in there last night. And I was just trying to see what the new styles are. And Keen has this new, like, kind of casual looking, super cute shoes for men too. I mean, they're suede kind of thing. But what I loved about them, it's a hiking shoe that you could be out for a long walk with your friends in the woods. And then you could stop at a local pub and you're not looking like you know, I don't know. It was a good transition shoe to kind of look casual after you meet up with some people and get your steps in. So the other thing I think of this time of year is Gore-Tex, because it will get a little wet out there, you know, in some of the woods and stuff like that. So it's always good to have your shoe protected. But it was interesting last night to see, like, I went in the store and was like, what are the new colors for the fall? What's the new tech? And burgundy is super hot this fall, and so is brown. Thus, I got my burgundy shirt on. I picked it up last night, a cute burgundy nice. Viore t-shirt. Those are the trendy colors this fall for men and women, so check it out. But Owen, do you have any thoughts of like what type of shoes you might wear, or you know, smart wool, or like where you might transition your clothing this time of year?
Yeah, you know, for me personally, I haven't worked at Playmakers in 7 years now, but I still have the same boots that I got there. Some are Merrell, some are Keen and whatnot. So I'm stacked on like fall footwear, so to speak. What I like to do is just use like a wool base layer, especially in the fall where it doesn't actually get that cold, like down in the 30s and below. But something like that just underneath my sweatshirt or whatever I'm doing, it really provides an extra, I guess, layer of warmth. And obviously the wool will keep you a little warmer than like a cotton material. But then also if it ends up being warmer or the sun comes out, it breathes and it isn't like a whole detractor or like puffy layer that you have on that now you're just like really sweating underneath your clothes. So that's kind of mine, is using wool. I mean, it's great in the winter, but sometimes I'm like, man, like even this wool isn't keeping me warm. Like you really gotta get like a nice insulated coat or whatever. But in the fall, if I just wear wool, I'm usually well taken care of and A lot of my fall activities are really ones that like fall in a routine. So, like walking the dogs, or on the weekend when we have a free afternoon, we'll take the kids maybe to the park and on a walk and whatnot, or maybe like the cider mill and doing that sort of thing. In fall really is a great time just to find a routine for yourself before the holidays hit, and everybody knows exactly as soon as Thanksgiving hits, you have all these sweets after like your huge meal, and then there's leftover sweets, and all of a sudden you're doing Christmas cookies and whatnot. So before that, use the fall. Kids are back in school. Football's back on. So it's funny. The reason I say that is my wife's like, "Oh, I know your schedule now, like Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. You're gonna want to watch football and whatnot. And the other days we can do this and that." And I mean, it is really just a more routine time of the year, and using it to block out, those activities is really key. And obviously all this stuff will help you stay comfortable as well while you do it.
Say too is, we get kind of, you start thinking of being inside, but if you put the right layers on, like you're talking about, I mean, SmartWool has different type of lightweight, heavyweight. You can, choose which type. But I think of just getting out and getting your steps in. Like even if you're going to a football game, park far away. If you're going to a college football game, tailgate season, walk places. And I think that's where I'm starting to get my head just to, it's amazing after a meal, if you just go walk 15 to 20 minutes, you would, your digestive system, all of it, it's just amazing what it can do for your health. But I do like this time of year because you can get out for a power walk and you're not sweating. Like it's just like a really refreshing way to get out, breathe a little bit, and then you got to do it because it's gonna get dark soon. That's what I don't like about this time of year. It's like the clock is ticking on you, so you got to get out there, get moving in the daylight as much as you can, for sure. And then one other thing is, like, you think about the fall because it's a little cooler. You still got to hydrate, so keep reminding yourself of that. Keep that up at all times. And then the other thing too is even just bike riding. Before the snow and the ice comes, so you can't do that anymore. So even bike riding, there's those little ski things that you can put up around your face, like the runners do, if it's a little chilly when the wind's against your face biking. But there's different things like that that it's super easy. But just getting your legs moving, and you can get a little farther, maybe bike to a brewery, bike to a farmer's market, any of that kind of stuff. So, but I think it's just a benefit in all of this in the fall. Just keep moving if you can. And we were just hoping today to throw out some ideas around taking advantage of what new foods out there and how what clothing lines are in and what to take a look at, and then
Yeah,
just get it done.
and with your footwear, a lot of these things are great for maybe like the terrain you're walking on, or Marsha mentioned like some Gore-Tex footwear, which is waterproof, so it'll keep the water out. But the reality is a lot of footwear isn't actually created for like arch support and superior cushioning and that sort of thing. So it can take care of your feet again, like from the elements and the season. But the reality is, when you're doing these things, your feet might get tired, your knees might start to get a little sore, your lower back might start to hurt, and that's just natural. That's part of moving your body and kind of pushing yourself a little bit and working out. But when you do that, the lucky thing is you have a fantastic solution. So obviously, we're Orange Insoles. Check out insoles as a solution. So if you are kind of thinking about an upcoming summer activity or something that you're already doing, you're like, "Ah, my feet ache a little bit," or "I just could feel a little bit more comfortable when I'm doing it," I'd encourage you to check out our insole finder on our website. Go through and plug in the shoes you're going to be wearing during your activity, and you're going to get a recommendation for something that just has some more arch support and cushioning that your shoes don't necessarily have. So it's a great way to take care of your feet while you're also taking care of the rest of your body during the fall months.
And this is my last thing to this podcast. If you don't believe us, go read Stephen Curry's new book that just came out. And I love this book. And I think it's page 9. It's called Shot Ready. It's such a good book. Page 9, he talks about the minute he finally learned that his shot and everything he does comes from the base of his feet, from the Met pad to the push-off. If it's not balanced, like, our Orange Insoles has that Met pad to keep you balanced. The minute he's off on a shot, it's because he rolled out or rolled in or did not push off perfectly in body alignment on his body. So I couldn't believe when I was reading this book how he just basically, every feature benefit we have of orange insoles is exactly what he's saying you need in the base underneath your foot for everyday use. But for him specifically in his success in basketball, all his training starts from the base of his foot. So it's a quick read. It's a great coffee table book. There's a lot of great pictures, but it's definitely worth the buy. But I was just hyped, and he talks about this foundation the entire way through his book and his entire way through his from college on and what he does today to keep focusing on the foundation of his feet and his push off and the power and the energy that come from that. Kind of like our new orange insole sport, that rebound performance. So anyway, I'll end with that, but you're exactly right. Whatever shoe, whatever you're doing, wow, can it make a difference from the base of your foot?
A strong foundation is key for your fall season. We want you guys to move more, feel smart, and make the most of it. So
get some pumpkin that's all spice.
And pumpkin spice. That's all for us. Check out the Orange Insoles blog on our website, and the podcast is on Spotify and YouTube. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.